Chapter 2 George went to the palace immediately. The king was in the hall of the palace. He wore dark clothes and he was frightened. There were a lot of people in the hall.
Please, don't take Claire. Take all my money, but leave my daughter with me.
You made this decision, sir,
said a man.
Everybody must give a son or daughter to the dragon. We gave our children, and now you must give your daughter too. We'll take Princess Claire to the dragon tomorrow. Don't attack us, or we'll destroy the palace and everybody inside it.
The king started to cry.
What can I do to save my daughter?
He asked. George approached the king and spoke to him.
Maybe I can do something, sir,
he said.
Who are you?
My name is George, and I can help you and Princess Claire. I'll fight the dragon and save your daughter and your people,
said George.
Knights aren't frightened of dragons. Dragons are frightened of knights.
The people laughed.
This knight is very stupid,
they said.
Nobody can attack the dragon.
My people are telling the truth,
the king said sadly.
The dragon is too ferocious for one man.
The next day, the people of the town came to take Princess Claire to the dragon's cave. The princess wore a long white dress. She was sad, but calm.
I wanted to get married in this dress, but I'll never get married now.
Princess Claire approached her father.
Goodbye, father,
she said in a quiet voice. The king didn't answer. He was too sad.
I'm ready to go now,
said the princess. She walked from the palace and everybody walked behind her. George took his horse and went to the far side of the lake. Then he hid behind a rock and waited. When the princess and the people arrived, they didn't go to the far side because they were frightened of the dragon. Four men walked around the lake with Princess Claire. They stopped at a rock next to a dark cave and tied the princess to the rock. Then they returned quickly to the other side of the lake.